As you walk inside, your attention is immediately drawn to the commotion from the bar.
All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Lust Theory, not Lust Theory, returning to Mia. So let's get started. Definitely recording, and we're ready to go. Take the shot! Take the shot! Take the shot! Oh god, they're still going at it? Why can't they get the hint that Grace isn't going
to... Before you can even finish your thought, Grace slams a shot back.
Fuck yeah! Woo, you're the fucking bomb, Grace! Marry me! Guess she gave in to mom pressure. Still, she does look like she's enjoying herself, at least. I think you've had enough, Grace. You'll be spending the rest of the night with your head in the toilet if you keep going. You're right, that was the last one, I swear. Aww! Well, maybe not.
Hearing this, the crowd erupts with joy.
Yeah! Yep, she'll definitely be paying for this tomorrow.
As your eyes wander the bar, they eventually set on Vivian and Ellie, who are now sitting off in a corner, alone.
Those two certainly look like they're hitting it off. Maybe I could go over and see what they're talking about. Hate to admit it, but I am curious.
Deciding on doing it, you walk over to the pair.
Has anyone ever told you what big, beautiful lips you have? They're positively begging to be kissed. Oh, really? That's really flattering of you to say. But thanks. If you want to thank me, you can...
When you see you approaching them, Vivian quickly switches out of seduction mode.
Why, hello there. Hello to you as well. Grim, isn't this party great? Yeah, it's going shockingly well. So much so I'm almost waiting for something to go horribly wrong. Don't say that! Don't you know that if you put bad energy out into the world, it comes right back at you? No, I didn't know that, but I don't believe in that superstitious nonsense anyway. It's not nonsense, it's real. I could give you 100 examples of it. Okay, if you say so. Really don't want to argue about it. Because you know I'm right. No, because I'm not invested in it one way or the other. My god, this man is a mountain of stoicism. Well, if you ask me, I think Ellie is absolutely correct. Oh, you do, huh? What a surprise. What does that mean? Come on, really? Do I even have to spell it out?
With a knowing smirk, Vivian slyly winks at you.
Ah, crap! What is it? He's coming over here, isn't he? Oh, you gotta be kidding me. What? Who is?
Wanting to know who Ellie was talking about, you turn around, only to see the man she had an altercation with coming towards them. And he is looking worse for wear.
Uh-oh. Who the fuck is that? An ugly, dirty rule breaker, that's who. I have a feeling we're in for a round two of this rivalry. Well, look who we have here. Go bother someone else, fucko. Ellie, what'd I tell you?
No, it's fine. I can take it. You think I haven't been called worse things before?
Oh, I'm positive you've been called worse things before. Have you taken a look at yourself in the mirror recently? Ooh, nice one.
What are you talking about? I'm a fucking specimen.
Yeah, specimen of crap. Ha! Well, they can't all be winners. Gotta be honest, this is kind of entertaining. Although, shouldn't I be trying to de-escalate things right now?
Hold up. Oh, snap! Did you hear what she just called you? You're damn right I did! This bitch called me a specimen of crack! I might enjoy a drink or two, but I do not do drugs!
Crap, dummy, I called you a specimen of crap. And don't egg on him, Grim. Don't egg him on, Grim.
That's not what you said, and you know it. You think you could trick me?
Doesn't seem like it'd be too hard to do.
Did you just say something, bitch? You want some of this fire, too?
Excuse me, what did you just call me? I own this fucking joint, bitch.
Does it look like I give a fuck? I don't answer to nobody. Least of all, some fucking broad. Oh, damn, he called you a broad, Vivian. That's pretty derogatory, isn't it? It's extremely derogatory. And that's the kind of shit I don't put up with. What are you gonna do about it? Slap me? Pull at my hair? Nope, but keep going and I just might stick my stiletto right up your ugly ass. Yeah! Then go ahead. Come at me! I'm standing right here! Insult me again and I will. Gotta be honest, I think Vivian can take him. Especially since this dude's pretty shit-faced right now. Still, I don't want to let things get physical here, that's going too far. You want me to insult you? Okay then, you look like a two-bit whore. Haha, that's the best you got? Calling me a whore? You actually think I'm insulted by that? Fuck you!
Cocking his arm back, the man sloppily hurls his in Vivian's direction.
Whoa! Hey, what the fuck? Alright, that's enough. This is getting way out of hand. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave. What? Why? Cause you're causing a scene. Oh, I get it. This bitch is your boss, huh? Get out of here. Does she have your balls in a little baggie too?
Bending down, the inebriated man begins patting at your crotch area.
Sir, do you want that arm broken? Huh? Are you little fellas still in there? Hey, get off me!
Shoving him back, he almost loses his balance.
Well, would you look at that? Maybe bitch boy here does still have his nuts. But since you put your hands on me, I'm gonna beat your sorry ass! What?
Like a wild animal with his fist cocked back, the drunkard charged towards you.
Seriously? He's attacking me. What do I do here? Dodge it? Block it? What the fuck do I... Oof!
Tripping over his own feet, the man hurls forward, and like a sack of shit, flows right into you.
Ugh!
With the weight of his body collapsing onto yours, the both of you go tumbling to the ground, hard.
Ouch! Holy crap, are you okay, Grim? He seems to still be alive. Yeah, I'm fine. Hey, buddy, can you get off me? Yo, you listening? I'm kinda Is he asleep? You gotta be shitting me. Speaking of which, does anyone else smell that? Smell what? I think he farted, maybe? Huh, he did? I can't smell anything. What is it, did he fart? Worse. He shit himself. Ew, gross. Thank God, it doesn't look like I copped any collateral damage from it. Hey man, are you alright? Yeah, we just saw that guy attack you. I'm okay, he actually didn't even get that far. Pretty much wiped out before he could. Oh good, it's lucky no one got seriously hurt. True, but what about this dude? If it's not too much trouble, would you boys mind getting him out of here? Yeah, we can do that for you. Totally, it's no problem at all, pretty lady. Thank you so much for that. Your next round of drinks are on me. Really? That's fucking sweet. Come on, man. Let's haul this boy out of here.
Each grabbing a hold of one side of him, the two guys start dragging him off outside.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks again. Don't even mention it, my man. We got you. Well, that was something you don't see every day. I told you, Grim. I knew that guy was troubled the moment I saw him. Yep, you definitely called it. I have a sixth sense for troublemakers. Always have. Oh yeah? Then I guess I should be worried. You saying that you're a troublemaker? You just might have to wait and see. And those two are right back at it.
Just then, you see Mia storming her way towards you with a stare as sharp as daggers.
Uh-oh. Hey, what's up? We have to talk. Now. Someone's in trouble. No, don't fight. Look, if it's about what just happened, What? I don't know what you're even talking about. Huh? Somehow she must have missed the whole thing. Oh, never mind then. Good, I don't have time for it anyway.
Grabbing onto your forearm, Mia suddenly yanks you away from the table. Pulling
Wow, do you think you can loosen your grip a little? My arm feels like... Giselle, huh? Pretty interesting lady, don't you think? I guess. I don't really know her all that well. No? So you wouldn't happen to know what she does for a living, then? Oh crap, she didn't blabber, did she? Is doctor-patient confidentiality just a suggestion to her? What's that? A yes? A no? Give me something, Grim. Just tell me what you know, Mia. Oh, you want to know what I know? Okay, then. I know that you're a fucking idiot. Ouch! Shit, Mia, calm down. Use your words. Use my words. Is that something you learned from her? You know, your fucking therapist? So what if she is? What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Is that a serious question? Just felt like I needed to talk to someone about some issues I was having. That's all. And what were these issues specifically?
For a moment, you thought about fabricating a lie that might appease her. But you quickly realized she wouldn't go for it. Because she is already well aware what you discussed with Giselle.
You know, I knew there was something off about her. The way she looked at me and some of the strange, suggestive things she said, but... I could never quite put my finger on it until now. Mia! You told her everything, didn't you? About us, about our history, the things we did together, all of it. Please, Grim, tell me I'm wrong. You're not wrong. She knows everything then. She does.
Turning away from you, Mia grits her teeth while clenching her fists in rage.
Yeah, I could strangle you. I'm sorry, but I had to get it out of me. And you think I don't? I never said that. Believe me, I would have loved to have had someone... I would have loved to have someone to confide in about all that. Someone I could get stuff off my chest to. But I didn't, and you know why? Because I can't risk people finding out about us. It would fuck everything up in my life. Yours too, by the way. What exactly did she tell you? She didn't tell me anything. She talked to Grace and then Grace told me. And what did she tell Grace? She told her she was your therapist and that you basically poured your entire soul out to her. What else? Did she go into any detail? No, not really. Then what's the problem? No one knows anything. She knows. That's bad enough already. Emma showing up in town is concerning enough, but at least I can feel somewhat comfortable knowing that she won't reveal anything. Giselle, on the other hand, I don't know from a fucking hole in the wall. She's a total wild card. She's a professional, Mia. It's her job to keep this stuff to herself. It's also her job to not out her patients to people they know. Still, she was more than happy enough to do that, wasn't she? That's true, but it's a big leap from that to actually revealing in detail what the two of us did. Especially given our relationship. She'd be a sociopath to think that was okay to do. Like I said, I don't know her. She might very well actually be a sociopath. Sure, it might be unlikely given her profession, but it's not impossible. And somehow, when it comes to us, things have a way of going to shit in the worst possible way imaginable. That won't happen. I'll talk to her. No, we'll talk to her. No offense, but I don't trust you to be as blunt and direct as I'd like. Why wouldn't you? Because look at her. That's why. What do her looks have to do with anything? Everyone knows that men talk to beautiful women differently. They're too nice. That's not how I am, but whatever. If you want to talk to her with me, fine. Good. Now go get her. What? Now? The sooner we do it, the better. If we delay it, who knows what the fuck she'll say to someone. Alright, fine. I'll go get her.
Walking back out into the bar, you head straight for the table Giselle is sitting at with her husband.
Ah, look who it is. Found some time to have a chat with us, did you? Not exactly. I was just wondering if I could pull Giselle aside for a bit. Oh, what about?
You look at Simon, who's looking right back at you with curious interest.
It's kind of professional. I'd feel more comfortable discussing this alone. Very well. If you'll excuse me, honey, my patient is in need of urgent counsel. I wouldn't be if you kept your mouth shut. Your trap shut, right? Whatever. Take as much time as you need. Thanks.
With Giselle following behind, you guide her to towards the hallway door.
To towards the hallway door? Okay.
And then through it. As you and Giselle walk through, you see Mia stand up straight from leaning against the wall.
Mia? I didn't know I'd be talking with you as well. What a pleasant surprise. It's really not all that pleasant, actually. Ooh, hold on, guys. No, what seems to be the problem?
Immensely uncomfortable broaching the topic with what was essentially a complete stranger, Mia nervously looks away.
Well, it's about what you know. About us, I mean. Ah, I see. I imagine you must be uncomfortable with me knowing about that stuff. That's an understatement. To be honest, I still can't believe Grimm revealed it to you. It's my job, Mia. My patients are encouraged to tell me anything they're struggling with. That's fine, but this is an incredibly sensitive subject for me.
Looking at you, Mia glares with annoyance.
And I was under the assumption that it's something we keep strictly between us. You seem tense. Have you ever considered that perhaps getting some of this weight off your chest would be a good thing? Since I'm a professional, rest assured that in my case, it will remain strictly between us. I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing really to talk about. What happened, happened, and we can't change that. Would you? What? Would you take what happened back if you could? It's a very, very good question. I don't know. It's a difficult question to answer. Interesting. The reason why she's asking that question is because if she didn't have any feelings towards him at all and wanted to completely move on, she would have said absolutely. She would have said, I wish that never happened. It was a bad period in my life, and if I could get rid of it, I would. But the fact that she's hesitating means that she still harbors some feelings towards the main character and what they did in the previous game. Huh? Interesting? What's interesting? You seem torn, so it can't be complete regret. Tell me, what are the positives that came from your unique relationship with Grimm? Giselle, what are you doing? We're not having a session now. You're right. I apologize. My curiosity tends to get carried away sometimes, especially when it comes to situations as fascinating as this one. It's fine. I understand the weirdness of it.
Bowing her head, Mia averts eye contact in what appeared to be embarrassment.
You must think it's sick. Come on, Mia, don't think that. Sick? Why on earth would you think that? Huh? What, you don't? Of course not. It's unconventional, sure, but by no means do I think it's sick. If there's one thing you should know about me, Mia, it's that I'm an extremely open-minded person. Well, most people aren't like that, which is why I want to make sure what you know never gets shared with anyone else. Ever. I promise, it won't. Thank you.
Seeing the tense look on Mia's face, Giselle sighs.
My, oh my. Such a burden you carry. It is. Still, it's thanks to our own choices. And does that make it easier or harder? Harder. Much harder. It shouldn't. No. There was a reason you chose to do it, Mia. And the reason is because you wanted to. She's right. Why does that make it better? Because it's what you wanted to do. There's nothing wrong with following one's desires. Even if it means hurting other people, well, then that's a different story. However, in this particular situation, who did you hurt? No one.
Surprised, Mia looks at you.
Exactly. Furthermore, that was then. You don't have the same luxury today. Huh? What do you mean by that? Grimm, you didn't. I didn't say a thing. Chuckle. Although it looks like you just did. Shit. Guess not everything stayed in the past then. It was just one time, that's it. And it was a total mistake. She's right. Emotions were running high that night, and it just sort of happened. But it shouldn't have. Right, we weren't thinking clearly. Do you really believe that, or are you just trying to convince me and yourself of that? I believe it. It was a mistake. I have a boyfriend now. And I have a girlfriend. I know, you mentioned this many, many times before, Grim. However, now that I think about it, I heard very little about your boyfriend, Mia. Why would you? We don't even really know each other. But Grim and I do, and I believe he's only ever mentioned, Oliver? Oliver, yes, Grim only ever mentioned him very briefly, in passing. And I'd wager it's not because he's keeping anything from me. I'd wager it's because you said very little about him to Grim yourself. Or am I wrong? She isn't wrong. Mia talks very little about Oliver. So little, in fact, that sometimes you even forgot he exists. He's on tour with his band right now, so there isn't all that much to really talk about since he's not around. Still, you surely must be talking nonstop on the phone. Well, not as much as I'd like. Or maybe it's precisely as much as you'd like. Now that Grim's here, I mean.
Completely frazzled by Giselle's claim, Mia struggles to come up with a retort.
That's enough, Giselle. What is this, an interrogation? Certainly not, I'm merely asking a question. Pretty simple one, I think. Well, I think this conversation is over. If that's what you'd like. It is. Then so be it. I'll get back out there so you two can talk.
As if actually proud of herself, Giselle turns around to leave.
She's very good at what she does. And she's definitely asking these questions in a therapeutic manner. Because she knows what's going on. Both of them still harbor feelings towards each other, even though what they did was rather taboo. And I think that might be one of the biggest themes of this entire story. However, it can go many different ways. And remember, your secret is safe with me. Thank you.
With that, she leaves. For what seems like forever, neither you or Mia say a thing. Until finally...
I do actually talk to Oliver. It's just that he's busy, you know? He has a lot on his plate right now. I know, you don't have to explain yourself to me. But she was implying that I don't care about him, which just isn't true. She hardly knows anything about you, Mia. You shouldn't fret too much about it. And besides, her whole job revolves around poking people. It's what she does. Yeah, but it doesn't mean I have to like it. No, it doesn't. And this is the kind of stuff she talks to you about? You're comfortable with that? Not really, but I didn't go to be comfortable. Right. I went to figure stuff out. That being said, she turned out to be quite a bit more than I anticipated. Tell me about it. But at least she isn't going to tell anyone about us. Hopefully, but who really knows? Can't exactly say I get a particularly comforting feeling from her. It'll be fine, Mia. How about we get back to the party now, huh? Okay.
Putting your arm around Mia, you both walk back to the party. As you get to the bar, Grace notices you.
Mia, what the hell happened? You just ran off out of nowhere. Sorry, it was an emergency. And it had to do with Grim? Yeah, Mia had to talk to me about something really important. I'm sure it could have waited. Actually, no, not really. Whatever. Since you left me on my own here, the line of people has gotten pretty backed up, so... Now I'll be needing help from both of you for a while. Sure thing. Whatever you need, Grace. Good. Now get over here and start taking orders.
Joining Grace behind the bar, you and Mia knuckle down to help. You take orders. Make drinks. Serve the drinks. Watch Grace have a drink. Make and serve some more drinks. Witness someone throw up. Mop it up. Watch Grace have another drink. Then make and serve more drinks again. This goes round and round for a while. Quite some time later.
Hey, Grim? Yeah? We're running low on ice. Would you mind quickly running to the back to get another bag out of the freezer? Sure thing. I'll be right back. Thanks.
accidentally dart through the first door on your way there.
Okay, now where's that key?
As you pat your pockets for the key to the storage room, you notice the door is slightly ajar.
The hell? Who left this open? Anyone could just come in here and do God knows what. Ugh, $100 says it was Vivian.
Stepping through the doorway, you immediately hear a strange noise coming from around the corner. But it's strange only by how unexpected it was. Because the sound itself, you were very familiar with.
Moans? And it sounds like it's coming from two people.
Instinctively, you press your body against the wall and slowly edge your way along until you reach the corner. Finally there, you peek out.
Holy fuck!
Sitting up on the freezer with her legs apart, you see Vivian receiving oral sex. And it isn't being performed by just anyone. The person doing it is Ellie.
Yep, that's our girl Ellie. That's it. That's the spot right there. Gotta be fucking kidding me. Those two are going at it right here in the storage room. I know I sensed a flirtatious vibe between them, but holy shit did it escalate quickly. I hate to say it, but I gotta give it to Vivian. She's got game. How am I doing? You want me to try something different with my tongue? No. Just keep doing what you're doing. Okay. Although now that you mention it, what other stuff can you do? All kinds of different stuff. Wanna see? Wow, this isn't your first rodeo, is it?
With a sly smirk, saying nothing, Ellie simply buries her face back in between Vivian's legs.
Oh shit! This is nuts! And I definitely shouldn't be watching it. Hell, I should be putting a stop to it, right? Not only should they not be doing this in here to begin with, I gotta get that ice for Grace. And Vivian's getting eaten out right on top of it. Ugh. Fuck. You're working my pussy so good, Ellie. However, would it be so bad to watch just a little longer? Not an easy choice to make. Saves. Maybe just a little longer. I mean, what harm can really come from it?
After taking a remarkably short amount of time to justify your peeping, you settle in to watch the show.
Fuck! How is it that someone so young can be so good at that? Hell, you remind me of when I was your age. I'm just a natural, I suppose. Not to mention, with someone as hot as you, it's easy to feel extra motivated. You're just buttering me up, aren't you? Maybe. Should I assume that's because you want a turn? Maybe. Can't say you don't deserve it.
Hopping down off the freezer, Vivian roughly pushes Ellie against it. Clasping her hand around Ellie's neck, she looks up at her with wanting eyes. Guess it's obvious who the dominant one here is.
Although, if I'm being honest, can't really imagine any scenario where she isn't.
Just as you think this, a sudden flash of one such scenario jumps out at you.
Then again, I am good at imagining. Please, Master, let me have just one taste of that big juicy cock. Oh, here he goes. I'm so hungry and can hardly stand not having it shoved deep down my throat. I'm begging you, Master, please give it to me. That might not be entirely true. Just look at those big, beautiful green eyes. They sparkle like priceless gemstones. They are nice eyes. Green. I love green eyes. So perfect. So deceptively innocent.
Intimidated by Vivian's sheer overwhelming presence, Ellie looks away as she starts blushing.
I'm so glad we decided to see this scene, because it's done really well. Damn, she's got game. The tension in here is palpable, and I'm not even the one standing in front of her. Don't look away. I want you to keep your eyes locked onto mine.
Ellie giggles nervously as she looks back to Vivian.
Sorry. This is all just so intense. My heart's beating like crazy. I can hear it. Now let's see if we can get it beating a little faster.
With her hand still around Ellie's neck, Vivian leans in and passionately begins kissing her.
Wow, this is pretty damn erotic.
You become so wrapped up in it that you fail to hear the footsteps coming up behind you.
What are you doing so sneakily?
Startled so hard you almost shit yourself, you gasp in surprise at Grace's presence. However, before you can even compose yourself long enough to answer her, Grace's eyes peer out beyond you. And right across at Vivian and Ellie. What she does next surprises you even more than what her voice in your ear did. She smirks.
What the? Did she just smile? Ah, so that's what it is.
Keeping your voice down, you whisper back at her.
I swear I just walked in on it now. I wasn't watching them. I mean, I was, but only for a second, that's all. And what do you think? Huh? What?
Leaning her body against yours, Grace peers once again over your shoulder and towards the two naked girls engulfed in passion.
I take it you like what you see? You're a young, hot-blooded male, after all. The fuck is happening? Also, how much did she drink? She's always had a way with women, that one, even when we were kids. What am I even supposed to say here? Although her interest in younger girls has been a more recent preference. Really? Really? I, on the other hand, haven't followed her down the same path.
Turning her face slightly towards yours, she looks intensely into your eyes.
Still, I'd be lying if I said I haven't thought about it. My heart's thumping in my eardrum so much I can barely get my thoughts together. You know what I mean? I'm not really sure.
Pressing her lips together almost as if disappointed, she looks back to the girls who were still just as vigorously going at it.
Suppose that's for the best. I said I wasn't sure, but the way she looked at me when she said that, I maybe have an idea. Still, she couldn't have been driving at that, right? No, I must be reading too much into it.
Even with your eyes planted on the two attractive girls having sex a short distance away, your mind is wholly on Grace now. Not only because of what she said, but because her body is pressed right up against yours. And her warm breath keeps tickling the side of your neck, along with the scent of her perfume. You didn't know what it is, and it doesn't matter, but it is definitely intoxicating. And it's beginning to drive you insane.
Oh shit, I'm coming again! Please don't stop. I want you to make it last forever. I gotta get the hell out of here. I have such a hard-on, I'm half expecting my cock to tear right through my pants. So if I don't want Grace to see it, I should make a quick getaway. Unless...
You take a moment to ponder another option.
What if she did see it? Is that something I'd want? We'll stop it right here, and I'll figure out what I'm gonna say to this one. So I'm not really sure how this is gonna work out. I'm trying to stay loyal to Sadie on this path, but man, there's a lot of temptation. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Returning to Mia. Stay tuned.